好，弟兄姊妹，我今天愿意交通的这个题目是生命中的关键时刻。
So, brothers and sisters, my topic today is the critical moments in life.
我们先读几处的圣经。
Let's start from a few scriptures.
我们翻到以弗所书第二章第二节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2.
以弗所书第二章一跟二节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来，那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience.
请特别注意一个词叫做运行。
So pay attention to the word, working or operating.
Yeah. 然后我们再请看以弗所书的第三章的十四。到十七。
Ephesians chapter 3:14-17.
以弗所书第三章十四到十七。因此我在父面前屈膝，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with the might through his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love.
跳到二十节。
Verse
20. 二十节，神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切。超过我们所求所想的。
Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us.
这边有一个大力也在运行。
There's a mighty power is operating.
我们翻到哥林多前书十二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书十二章。我想这一次神借着我们弟兄提到哥林多前书的十二章。
So this time our brother also mentioned 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
对，我也反复默想读了很多遍。
I read it and meditated on this chapter for a few times, many times.
今天我讲到当中的一个方面。
So one of the aspects I'm sharing today.
是讲到圣灵的显出和圣灵的运行。
It speaks of the manifestation and operating of the Holy Spirit.
对，比如说十二章的第七节。
First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 7.
圣灵显在个人身上是叫人得益处。
But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all.
对，也就是说当圣灵显明他的那个工作显出来在个人身上的时候呢，叫许多人的益处。
That is to say, when the Holy Spirit is manifested, a lot of people have profit.
然后有关运行方面，我们读一下十二章的第四到第六节。
Regarding the working and operating, let's turn to verse 4.
四到六，恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位，执事也有分别，主却是一位，功用也有分别，神却是一位。在众人里面运行一切的事。
4 to 6. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all.
然后第十一节。
Verse 11.
这一切都是这位圣灵所运行，随己意分给个人的。
But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills.
运行有这个就是 work, operate, 就运行有这些工作的意思。
So work and operate has the meaning of work.
然后它同时里面也包含一个更多的意思，是指它的工作是有效果的。
Also, at the same time, that means the work of the Holy Spirit bearing fruit is effective.
也就是说，那个圣灵在好像 move， 我不知道怎么形容，就是他能够在运行，在那个工作的时候，他所带出来的是能够有效果，并且显出神的工作来。
When the Holy Spirit is working, it bears fruit, and also it manifested the power of the Holy Spirit.
然后在我们还没有信主的时候呢，是邪灵运行在我们的身上。
Before we believe in the Lord, the evil spirit works in us.
对，我们不认识神。
We didn't know God.
我们是在仇敌那个邪恶的那个势力的底下。
We're under the evil spirit, the power of the evil spirit.
对，我们可以说我不信神，反正我就靠着我自己。
We can all say I don't believe God. I can rely on myself.
但是没办法。
But I cannot do anything.
其实实际上是仇敌那个邪灵呢，很有效果的呢，运行在一个不信主的人身上。
But in reality, it is Satan, the enemy, is effectively working in us.
我们抵挡不了。
And we cannot resist it.
我们是在他的那个权势的底下。
We're under the power and authority of the evil spirit.
但感谢主，信主以后完全不一样。
But we thank the Lord, after we believe in the Lord, it's totally different.
对，信主以后是圣灵运行在我们的身上。
After we believe in the Lord, it's the Holy Spirit working in us.
然后神的那个大能大力，它不仅运行在个人身上，也运行在教会的身上。
The mighty power of God is working in individuals and also in the church.
对，我想我今天的一个负担是这样子的。
So my burden today is this.
我上次提到我们需要把握我们的机会，赎回我们的光阴。
Last time I mentioned we need to seize the opportunity and redeem the time.
啊，今天我讲的也是相同的意思。
Today is a similar topic.
也就是说，在一个关键的时候，神给我们一个重要的机会，我们需要把握住。
In a critical moment, God gave us opportunity and we need to seize the opportunity.
然后我同时要强调一个方面。
Also, I want to emphasize.
也就是说，在这个最关键的机会里面，我们要让圣灵的工作显出来。
In this most critical moment and opportunities, we need like the Holy Spirit to manifest His power.
它为什么是关键？
Why is it so critical?
因为这个关键是能够叫让圣灵显出神的工作来。
Because this can like the Holy Spirit to manifest His work.
让圣灵在我们的身上，在他的家的身上有果效。
And the Holy Spirit can bear fruits in us individually and in His house, in the church.
然后第二个方面，我的负担是
the second aspect, my burden.
但是我们一同的接受这个信息之后
，after we all receive the message today,
对，包含我个人在内
，including myself,
我们里面有一个感觉
，we have a sense within us,
就是在今天这个2025年这个时刻。
Today in 2025
是对于我们每一个人一个关键的时刻。
It's a very critical time to each one of us.
每一个人。
Every individual one of us.
愿意我们每一个人都能够抓住这个关键的机会。
We all seize the critical opportunity.
不要让它漏掉。
Don't just let it go. Don't miss it.
我们一同再有一点点简单的祷告。
Let's have a short word of prayer.
主啊，我们把这段时间恭敬交在你的手中。
Lord, we commit this time into your hands.
主啊，愿圣灵自由地运行在你儿女的当中。
Lord, may the Holy Spirit freely work in your children.
主啊，向我们的心中深处说话。
Lord, speak into the bottom of our hearts.
你说话的时候就把那个光带进来。
Lord, when you speak, illuminate us.
就让我们这个人有一个心愿，有一个强烈的心志，我们要改变。
And we all have a strong will, determination. We all want to change.
主啊，我们不要再停留在过去的光景。
Lord, we don't want to stay in the old condition.
圣灵自由地做工在我这个人身上。
The Holy Spirit freely work in me.
在我们的身上。
In us.
好像我们在这个关键的时刻，我们都能够抓住。
So that in this critical moment, we can all seize the opportunity.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
我这个题目是从一个弟兄的书借用过来的。
So I borrowed this topic from one brother's book.
对，在19世纪末，在100年前呢，有一个弟兄在英国叫 Campbell Morgan, 就坎伯摩根弟兄。
About 100 years ago in England, there's a brother called Campbell Morgan.
对，他写过一本书叫做The Crisis of Christ, 就是基督的危机。
So he wrote a book named Critical Moments in the Life of Christ. the crisis of Christ.
对, the crisis of the Christ. 对。他的中文书名的翻译是基督生平中的关键时刻。
So the Chinese translation is, critical moments in the life of Christ.
对，这个书里面他是讲到主耶稣的生平。
So in this book, it talks about the Lord Jesus' life.
然后讲到说在主来到地上的一生当中有七次的一个关键的时刻。
There are seven critical moments when the Lord are on the earth.
对，他从主耶稣的诞生出生。
From the birth.
然后他的受浸。
Baptism.
然后他的那个受试探。
Temptation.
然后他的那个变相。
Transfiguration.
然后他的钉十字架。
Crucifixion.
复活。
A resurrection.
然后升天。
Ascension.
他讲到这个在七次的时候呢，主耶稣在他的生平当中有七次关键的事件发生。
There are seven critical moments happening in our Lord Jesus' life.
对，或者 seven events.
Seven events happen.
但其实整体来讲，他是叫我们借着这些的事件来认识基督。
But in general, by this event, it helps us to understand and know Christ.
然后在这些事件里面，我们可以去看见主耶稣的工作。
In this event, we can see the work of Christ.
然后显出他的性情。
It manifested his virtue.
我们能够明白主耶稣在地上工作那个属灵的意义。
And we can understand the spiritual meaning behind the Lord Jesus' work.
然后我们也看见主耶稣工作的时候，这些事件的时候是怎么样对人有影响。
And we can also see the impact to the people when the Lord is working on the earth.
然后许多人他是怎么去反应主的工作。
And the many people how they respond to the Lord.
其实每一个事情其实可以解释是一个危机。
Actually, every individual matter can be explained as a crisis.
也就是说在每一个事情发生的时候都有一个可能那个拦阻或者有一个负面的可能性。
When a thing happened, there is a hindrance can hinder that.
比如说当主耶稣被带到那个旷野受试探的时候。
For example, the Lord was led by the Holy Spirit to the wilderness.
这时候是一个危机。
This is a crisis.
对，主耶稣接受那个仇敌的攻击。
The enemy attacked the Lord.
然后用这个三次非常厉害的那个伎俩呢，试探我们的主。
Three schemes and to test and tempt the Lord.
他要借这个几次的试探呢，叫我们的主失败跌倒。
So the enemy wants to use the temptations to make our Lord fail.
对，如果我们主失败跌倒的话，那神的旨意就完全失败。
If the Lord stumbles and fails, the will of the God cannot be accomplished.
所以感谢主，我们的主是不会失败。
But thank God, our Lord will never fail.
对，他在每一次的事件上面，他都得胜。
In every event, he overcomes.
所以每一个危机呢，也都是可以是一个转机。
So for every crisis, it can also be a turning point.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们遇到一些关键的危机的时候
，So brothers and sisters, when we encounter some crisis.
这个时候有一个可能性我们会往下坠。
And there is a possibility we can just keep falling down.
对，我们可能会失败。
We can fail.
我们可能在神的旨意上面完全的远离。
We may just go astray from the will of the Lord.
但是反过来说这可以是一个转机。
But on the other side, it can also be a turning point.
我们可以在这个关键的时刻能够见证不是靠我。
In this critical moment, we can all testify, it's not by myself.
我们可以见证我们的神是信实的。
We can testify our Lord is faithful.
我们都可以见证主的生命能够吞灭一切的死亡。
And we can testify the life of the Lord can swallow all the death.
所以在这些关键的时刻，我们反而能够发现说，我们抓住这个机会，叫神得胜。
So you can see on the contrary, at the critical moments, we can seize the opportunity to let the Lord be victory.
对，叫在我们的身上，借着我们的身上，他得胜。
And Lord be victory in us and among us.
仇敌蒙羞。
And Satan will be put to shame.
所以的的确确，我们主耶稣经过了这许多的事件，每一次都可以是一个危机。
Yes, through all these events, every individual crisis, it's a crisis.
但它里面也的确包含一个意思。就是在主耶稣在地上的时候的关键的时刻。
So it also means when the Lord is on the earth, it's a critical moment.
对，也就是说在这个时候这个事件发生的时候呢，
When this event is happening, taking place,
神也借着我们的主 继续推动他的旨意他的工作往前。
So, through Lord Jesus Christ, God is pushing or advancing his own work.
对，当我们主耶稣面对十字架的时候
When the Lord is facing the cross,
他让他顺服父神。
He submit himself to God.
对，让神他愿意自己受苦。
He was willing to suffer.
他愿意自己流血。
He was willing to bleed.
但是在这个事情上面他完成了神的旨意。
But at the same time, he accomplished God's will.
在上面他说成了的时候
When he says done,
哇神的救赎的大功借着我们的主他完成了。
The great redemption work of the Lord, it's accomplished through Jesus Christ.
你发现这是一个何等关键的时刻。
And you see how critical this moment is.
那在这个时刻当我们的主完成父神的旨意的时候
When the Lord accomplished the God's will,
哇，整个救赎的大恩成就
the redemption work is accomplished.
但如果在这个关键时刻仇敌得胜的话
But if in this critical moment Satan overcame,
哇，那整个这个救赎的工作不就失败了吗
the redemption work of God fails.
但再一次我们感谢主在我们的主的身上必定得胜
But again we thank the Lord, in Lord Jesus Christ is all victory.
然后对于在我们主耶稣自己的身上
So regarding the Lord Jesus himself,
这也是他关键的时刻。
This is also a critical moment.
也就是说每一个事件都在那边好像是一个 test, 在我们主身上是一个 test.
So every event is a test to Lord himself.
我这个人是否能够继续完成神在我身上的托付
Can I continue to fulfill the entrustment of the Lord in me?
我是否能够再进一步能够往前推进神的工作
Can I go a step further to advance the Lord's work?
然后一步一步之后呢我是否能够在我一生当中行完神所托付的旨意
Step by step, can I walk all the way till the end of my life to fulfill God's will?
所以弟兄姊妹这在我们身上也是如此
Brother and sister, this should also be so in us.
神在我们一生当中安排了许多关键的时刻
God arranges many critical moments in our life.
在这个关键的时刻我们是否能够靠着主说主啊我愿意忠心在你的面前
In this critical moment can we all say Lord I want to be faithful to live before you
你所交付我的我愿意靠着你的恩典能够完成并且继续往前
All you have entrusted to me by your grace I can faithfully follow till the end
所以感谢主我们的主耶稣他一步一步的走过这些关键的时刻和危机。
We thank the Lord, step by step, our Lord Jesus walked through all this crisis.
他越过人这个肉身的限制。
He overcame all the limitation of the physical body.
对每一个时刻他都把握。
And every each moment, he seized the opportunity.
与父神连接在一起。
Connected to God.
靠着圣灵的大能大力得胜。
Through the mighty power of the Holy Spirit, he overcame.
每一个机会他都把握住他都没有漏掉。
And every opportunity he took it and he didn't miss it.
每一个关键的时刻他都让圣灵的工作显出来。
Every critical moment, he let the work of the Holy Spirit to be manifested.
让圣灵的运作能够有果效
like the working of the Holy Spirit operation of the Holy Spirit to bear fruit
对当我们主耶稣在出生在地上的时候
when the Lord was on the earth
他出生 to the world 他是借着圣灵怀孕的
it's conceived by the Holy Spirit
是童女怀孕生子
it's a virgin conceived
这个在人类历史上面完全没有发生过的
it had never happened in human history
你发现我们主已经让圣灵在他的出生这个关键时刻工作
And you can see from the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ the Holy Spirit worked
显出一个圣灵奇妙的叫童女能够借着圣灵怀孕
to manifest the power that a virgin can give birth to a child
对当他受浸的时候
when he was baptized
然后天开了
The heaven was open.
然后父神说这是我的爱子我所喜悦的。
This is my beloved son and who I'm well pleased.
然后圣灵就像鸽子一样降在他的身上。
And the Holy Spirit descended as a dove on Lord Jesus.
所以当他受浸的时候圣灵显明出他降在我们主耶稣身上。
When he was baptized and the Holy Spirit manifested, he descended on the Lord.
然后他能够靠着这个圣灵的能力继续的往前来服侍主
By the power of the Holy Spirit he can continue to serve
然后当他受试探的时候
，when he was tempted，
哦，是圣灵引导他去旷野。
The Holy Spirit guided him to the wilderness.
对，他顺服圣灵的这个引导和催促。
He obeyed the prompting the prompt of the Holy Spirit.
对，接受40昼夜不吃不喝的这个试探。
And 40 days without eating and drinking and received the temptation test.
然后接受，然后受到这个仇敌的攻击。
Attacked by the enemy.
啊，感谢主，他仍然得胜。
But thank the Lord, he still overcame.
所以在他一切地上所行的路程里。
In all his way on the earth.
对圣灵安排各样的环境。
The Holy Spirit arranged every circumstance.
对人怎么抵挡他
？How man just rejected him.
怎么讥笑他
？How just mock him.
怎么去逼迫他
？And just persecute the Lord.
对他靠着圣灵，接受圣灵的引导，一直的定义的要走十字架的道路。
By the guidance of the Holy Spirit, he just fixed his eyes on the way of the cross.
他一直走以至于死。
He just walked all the way to death.
所以当他复活升天，我们看见圣灵的复活的大能运行在我们主耶稣的身上。
When he was resurrected and ascended to the heaven, we can see the mighty power of the Holy Spirit work in the Lord.
战胜死亡
and overcame the death.
然后升到天上，坐在宝座上。
Ascended to the heaven and seated on the throne.
弟兄姊妹，我们所有的信主的基督徒呢，都要跟随我们主的脚踪。
Brothers and sisters, for every individual believers, we need to follow the footsteps of our Lord Jesus.
对，我现在开始问一些初信的弟兄姊妹，其实以前也问过。
Now I started to ask the young believers some questions.
你愿不愿意？你信主了，你愿不愿意一生都信主
？Now you believe in the Lord now. Are you willing to believe in the Lord till the end?
你信主了，你愿不愿意一生都跟着主？
Are you willing to follow the Lord till the end?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们愿意在主面前有个心愿，一生忠心的跟从主，一直走到最后。
So brothers and sisters, we all have a desire to follow the Lord faithfully till the end.
所以每一个关键的时刻，求主帮助我们一步一步的能够往前。
For every critical moment, may the Lord help us step by step. We can advance and go.
所以当我们信主的时候。我们这个人就是从圣灵生的。
When I believe in the Lord, I'm born of the Holy Spirit.
很奇妙，我们知道我们是从神生的。
And amazingly, we know we are born of God.
但它怎么发生的，我们好像描述不出来。
We cannot illustrate how did it happen.
但是的的确确，当我们信主的那一个时候。圣灵已经做工运行在我们的身上。
But indeed, when we were born again, the Holy Spirit worked in us.
然后我们在我们里面，我们虽然好像当时不知道，但在我们里面已经有一个天翻地覆的很大的改变。
Even though we didn't quite understand and comprehend everything, but there is upside down change in us.
然后当我们受浸的时候
，when we were baptized,
然后我们受浸。归入主耶稣的名下。
We were baptized into the name of Lord Jesus.
对，好像我们其实就归入到那个圣灵的浸的那个意义的里面。
And we baptized into the meaning of the Holy Spirit.
对，归入主的名下，归入基督的身体里。
Baptized into the name of Lord Jesus and the body of Christ.
好，当我们信主之后，我们就开始走这条天路。
After we believed in the Lord, we walked on the heavenly way.
然后我们突然明白一件，我们开始明白一件事情，是圣灵叫万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
We start to understand that the Holy Spirit make everything work together for the good of the ones who love God.
对，他很奇妙的，他我们这个卑贱的人，但他运行在我们的身上。
We are filthy sinners, and He worked in us.
然后他要把神的那个荣耀和美德。制作在我们这个人的身上
to work and make this glorious virtue of the Lord in us.
对，当主再来的时候
，When the Lord comes the second time，
我们仍然靠着那个圣灵的大能大力
，Through the mighty power of the Holy Spirit，
被提着能够去见主
，We can rapture to see the Lord。
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在我们一生当中也是圣灵在运行。
Brother and sister, in our life, the Holy Spirit is also working in you.
然后在这个运行当中，神也预备了许多关键的时刻。
And in this work of the Holy Spirit, God also prepares a lot of critical moments.
对，从我们受浸开始，这就是关键的时刻。
And starting from your baptism, that's a critical moment.
然后我们的受浸，我们遇见的一些事情，但愿我们都能够把握。
When you baptize and you encounter a lot of things, seize the opportunity.
所以。 没有错，一方面在我们理解当中，我们每天过我们每天的生活。
Yes, it's right in our understanding we live our daily lives.
然后我们每天的生活也的确愿意学习活在主的面前。
In our daily lives, we're willing to live before the presence of God.
但就像我刚才讲的
，Just like I just shared,
我们主耶稣在他一生当中有许多次的关键时刻。
In our Lord Jesus' life, there are many critical moments.
然后神也在我们基督徒的旅程当中也安排了许多的关键时刻。
God also arranged a lot of critical moments in our spiritual journey.
我们是否能够抓住机会，不让这些关键的机会漏掉？
Can we all seize the opportunity and don't miss it?
对，也就是说，关键的时刻就是关键的机会，就是一样的意思。
Critical moments means critical opportunities.
那许多时候我们有机会跟福音朋友谈福音。
Many times we have a chance to share the gospel with friends.
有的时候他们就可能只来一次。
Sometimes they only come for just one time.
有的时候可能就来个两三次。
Sometimes just two or three times.
我们也愿意跟他谈。
We're willing to share the gospel.
有时候也很可惜。
Sometimes it's quite pitiful.
他们面对一个他们人生当中的一个关键的机会。
When they are facing a critical opportunity,
现在有一个机会能够好好坐下来听福音。
There is an opportunity you can sit down and listen to the gospel, the good news.
但是可惜的是，许多的人他们放掉了这个机会。
But sadly, a lot of people, they just let the opportunity go, missed it.
对，他们漏掉了这个机会。
They missed the opportunity.
但这个机会有的时候可能不会再回来了。
But this opportunity might not come back again.
但当然有时候主也施行怜悯。
Maybe sometimes the Lord showed mercy on.
有时候听见一些弟兄姊妹的见证。
We heard testimony of brothers and sisters.
也许我十年前我十五年前我接触过某些基督徒。
10 or 15 years ago, I encountered a Christian.
当时我没兴趣。
That time I didn't have any interest.
然后他把他放掉。
I just let it go, missed it.
但如果主施怜悯。
If the Lord showed mercy.
在十年十五年之后。
After 10, 15 years.
主又安排了一个机会让他能够接触福音。
The Lord arranged another opportunity to let him hear the gospel again.
那感谢主，这一次他抓住了机会。
We thank the Lord, and this time he seized the opportunity.
但是有多少的人，他就是那次的机会，他把他错过了呢？
But how many, there are so many people at that one time they missed it.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个对我们也是一个警戒。
Brothers and sisters, this is a reminder and warning to all of us.
所以有多少次神给了我们那个关键的机会。
How many times God gave us the critical opportunities?
我们就这样子轻描淡写让它过去了。
We just take it lightly and let it go, missed it.
所以很多时候可能是一个环境的变化。
Sometimes it can be a change of a circumstance.
对，神安排了一些环境，好像他已经在变化了一阵子。
The Lord is doing something in the circumstances.
然后我们是否能够看见，哇，这个环境的变化是主给我的一个关键的机会。
Can we see the change of the circumstances as an opportunity given by God?
有的时候可能是就是一个弟兄或姊妹的一个劝勉。
Maybe sometimes it can be just a simple exhortation from the brother or sister.
那他劝勉来了。
The exhortation comes.
你可以有不同的反应。
You can have different responses.
你这个劝的我听起来不对嘛。
I don't like your exhortation.
我觉得我没有啊，我不接受。
I don't accept it. I don't think you're right.
但是很有可能神是借着就是这一次的劝勉想要光照你。
But very possibly the Lord is using this exhortation to illuminate you.
对，所以我们常常特别是但包含我在内，我常常非常的乐意鼓励弟兄姊妹做一个柔软能够被 teachable, 能够被教导的人。
I'm very glad to encourage brother and sister, remind you, we want to be teachable.
因为这个可以帮助我们不要去漏掉许多该有的一个关键的机会。
This can help us not miss the opportunities and the critical moments.
甚至哈，我有些关键的机会它并不需要一些外面很多特别的改变。
Even sometimes it doesn't have to be a lot of outward changes.
我有一次有个机会 遇到一个年轻的弟兄。
One time I had a chance to meet a young brother.
我对他有一个特别的一个印象。
I have a very special impression of him.
因为通常你在高中的时候，他是16岁。
He was 16 years old.
对，他通常在高中的时候，你就是一个像小孩子一样。
Normally when you're in high school, you're just like a little kid.
但这个年轻人给我一个很不同的感觉。
But this young man left an impression on me.
他对年长弟兄或对一些教会的事情很有兴趣。
And he was very interested in the elder brothers sharing or in the matter in the church.
对，他很有兴趣讲到说我们过去是怎么样走过一些属灵的路程，我们怎么在一些事情上面我是怎么样经过认识主的，他很有兴趣。
Was very interested in how the brothers walked through the spiritual way and in the matters of the church.
哇，我觉得我很 impressive.
It's quite impressive.
对，所以我就特别想要问他说，我就问他一个问题，请问在你这个年轻信主的过程里面，有没有一个情形让你对神的事情产生兴趣，对你有一个改变？
So I just asked him a question. On your journey of believing the Lord, is there just one thing have an impact on you?
我真的很想知道为什么这样一个那么年轻的人他会有这样一个表现，我真的很想知道。
I really want to know why such a young man can have so different responses.
他就跟我讲说他其实没有碰到什么特别的大的事情。
And he actually didn't encounter any very big events in his life.
对，他说他开始的时候他觉得他有心中有个心愿，在每天早晨的时候呢，在主面前读一些主的话。
He started with the will that every morning and read his Bible before the Lord.
然后跟主亲近。
And draw near to the Lord.
然后他说他就读一读再读一读。
So he read the Bible and read it and read it.
然后他就在这样的一个情形底下呢，好像里面就被主摸着。
In such a condition, he was touched by the Lord.
然后里面那个属灵的那个认识跟那个爱慕，好像就在他身上就产生出来。
So there is a spiritual understanding and a longing in his heart was formed.
对，感谢主，这个是对于这个也许15岁、16岁的年轻人他的信主当中的一个关键时刻，关键机会。
We thank the Lord. This is a critical opportunity for this young man in his 16 years old.
我在想，如果他错过了这个机会。
So I was thinking if he missed it.
对，也许他等到26岁。
And he waited until he was 26 years old.
可能还有机会吧。
Or maybe you have still some opportunity.
但如果他再次忽略这样的一种机会。
Let's say if he missed it again.
到了36岁
wait until 36 years old.
对，很有可能这个人 他已经信主20年了，那可能已经神很难再改变他。
Very possibly this person had believed in the Lord for 20 years. It's very difficult for the Lord to change him.
但不管如何，我们总是求主怜悯，能够在我们身上做改变。
But no matter what, we ask for the mercy of God and to change us.
我们翻到一个圣经上的一个年轻人的例子。
Let's turn to a passage in the Bible talking about a young man.
我们翻到历代志下34章。
Second Chronicle chapter 34.
历代志下34章的第一到三节。
Second Chronicle chapter 34 verse 1 to 3.
历代志下34章1到 3. 约西亚登基的时候年八岁。在耶路撒冷作王31年，他行耶和华眼中看为正的事，效法他主大卫所行的，不偏左右。他作王第八年，尚且年幼，就寻求他主大卫的神。到了12年，才洁净犹大和耶路撒冷，除掉丘坛木偶雕刻的像和塑造的像。
Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the ways of his father David. He did not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. For in the 8th year of his reign, while he was still young, he began to seek the God of his father David. And in the 12th year, he began to purge Judah and the Jerusalem of the high places and the wooden images, the carved images, the molded images.
然后18跟19节
Verse 18 and 19.
18, 19. 书记沙番又对王说祭司希勒家递给我一卷书。沙番就在王面前读那书。王听见律法上的话就撕裂衣服。
Then Shaphan the scribe told the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest has given me the book, and Shaphan read it before the king. Thus it happened when the king heard the words of the law, that he tore his clothes.
撕裂衣服悔改之后呢，发生一个事情，我们翻到35章的18跟19节。
After he tore his clothes, something happened. Let's turn to chapter 35, verse 18
and 19. 35章18、19。自从先知撒母耳以来，在以色列中没有守过这样的逾越节，以色列诸王也没有守过像约西亚、祭司利未人在那里的犹大人和以色列人以及耶路撒冷居民所守的逾越节。这逾越节是约西亚做王18年守的。
There have been no Passover kept in Israel like that since the days of Samuel the prophet, and none of the kings of Israel has kept such a Passover as Josiah kept.With the priests and the Levites, all Judah and Israel who were present and in the inhabitants of Jerusalem, in the 18th year of the reign of the Josiah, the Passover was kept.
这个约西亚呢，是全部以犹大国灭亡之前的最后一个好王。
The king Josiah was the last good king before Jerusalem was destroyed.
对，他八岁的时候开始做王。
In his 8 years old, he became the king.
这是一个小孩子。
It's a little kid.
但是他在16岁的时候呢，经历了他生命当中一个关键时刻。
However, when he was 16 years old, he went through a critical moment in his life.
当他16岁开始那个心智也许认识上比较成熟的时候。
His mind was mature in his 16 years old.
他就立定他的心智，他要寻求耶和华。
He set his mind to seek the Lord Jehovah.
我们不晓得他怎么改变的。
We didn't know what made him change.
但是他在年轻的时候，他就抓住了这一个关键的机会。
But in his young days, he seized the opportunity.
他就好好的在主面前，年轻的时候，他就寻求认识神。
In his young days, he sought to know the Lord.
对，过了四年
，After four years，
当他二十岁的时候呢
，He was 20 years old，
又遇见了他生命当中的再一次的那个关键机会
，He encountered another critical moment in his life。
啊，神感动他
，The Lord moved in his heart。
对，你现在是二十岁，虽然年轻
，You're 20 years old， even though you're young，
但是你是犹大国的王
，But you are the king of Judah。
你能够废掉许多神所不喜悦的事物
，You can destroy the things that God dislike。
对，恢复神家的。那个圣殿
and recover the holy temple in the house of God.
所以感谢主，当他到了26岁的时候
So we thank the Lord when he was 26 years old.
那个时候他可以接触到神的话，就是律法书
And that time he can know the word of the Lord, that's the law.
这也是他的一个属灵的一个关键时刻
This is also a spiritual critical moment.
他可以说哦，我看见律法书，看见了，很新奇，以前没看过。
He can say, "Wow, quite interesting. I saw the law of God."
啊，这是一个我们历代传递下来的一个重要的典籍，我们把它好好放着。
This is just an important book, just passed from the generation to generation.
不是这样子的。
Not like so.
对，当他一看见神的话语的时候
，When he saw the words of God,
他里面立刻有反应。
He suddenly immediately had a response.
他里面一看到神的话语，一看，哇！跟我们过去历世历代，我们都没有在做个这些事情啊。
He saw the word of God and he suddenly realized we haven't been doing the things.
然后他里面有一个敏锐的感觉。
He had a sensitive sense in his heart.
我们大大得罪神已经很久了。
We greatly sinned against God for a very long time.
对，在约西亚之前有至少六十年都是一些恶的环境。
Before Josiah, at least 60 years old, that's a very evil environment.
对，等到他26岁的时候，他接受神的话语，他里面有一个很强烈的反应。
When he was 26 years old, he accepted the word of the Lord. He had a strong reaction.
感谢主，他没有让这个机会 白白的过去。
We thank the Lord, he didn't let the opportunity go in vain.
所以他里面有一个很大的悔改。
He had a great repentance in his heart.
撕裂衣服。
He tore his clothes.
他里面有一个顺服的心。
There is obedience in his heart.
他里面有一个心智，我要恢复神的话语。
There is a strong will and determination. I want to recover the word of God.
我要恢复那个神所设立的逾越节。
I want to recover the Passover set by God.
所以很稀奇，在这个在一个恶的环境的背景底下，神所兴起的一个王。
So in the dark drop of the evil situation, the Lord raised up a good king.
他改变了。
And he changed.
他不仅他改变，他带着全国人民改变。
Not only he himself changed, he led the whole nation change.
然后刚刚我们看的记载，我也觉得很稀奇。
When we saw the recording, it's quite amazing here.
他说从先知撒母耳开始，直到今天，从来没有过过这一种的逾越节。
And starting from the prophet Samuel till today, they have never had a Passover like this.
所以你可以感受得到神的心中是何等的欢喜快乐。
And you can feel how joyful the God's heart is.
这边有一个26岁年轻的王把神的那个逾越节恢复过来了。
And here just a young king, 26 years old, and recovered the Passover of God.
对，不仅恢复过来，把那个里面那个意义、那个荣耀也恢复过来。
Not only just recover the Passover, but the glory and the spiritual meaning was recovered.
他尽心尽意尽力要爱耶和华神，也带着全国归向神。
He wholeheartedly served the Lord Jehovah and helped all the nation to turn back to the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们也会碰到，当我们碰到关键时刻。
So brother and sister, when we encounter the critical moment,
我们不要小看这件事情。
Don't belittle that.
这件事情可以在我们生命当中产生巨大的改变。
This can bring in the great impact in our life.
我们可以说这个神的话就这样子读过。
We can see that's the word of God and we just read it.
但我们也可以说，哇，神的话今天有一个光照进在我的心里面。
We can also say there is a light from the word of God penetrating into my heart.
对，当我在读的时候。
Well, I was reading my Bible.
对啊，我在想过去的教会历史。
I was thinking the church history in the past.
那逾越节其实跟我们的波饼聚会的意义是一样的。
The Passover, the spiritual meaning is the same as us doing the breaking of the bread.
哇，可能在，不是可能，就在过去的教会历史里面。
In the church history.
然后有一些弟兄姊妹们答应了神的这个关键的机会。
There are brothers and sisters who answer the call in the critical moments from the Lord.
然后他们就是几个人很真实的在主的面前擘饼。
A few people and they gather before the Lord in truth, break the bread.
这是我自己的讲法。
That's my own understanding.
也许神有一种感觉。
Maybe God has had a sense.
哇，这个过去的一百年来我从来没有看过这种的擘饼聚会。
Wow, in the past 100 years, I have never seen such a breaking bread meeting.
但今天我在这一小批的弟兄姊妹当中，我看到了那个擘饼聚会该有的光景。
But today, in the small group of brothers and sisters, I see the reality of breaking bread.
对，弟兄姊妹，但愿主也恢复我们的擘饼聚会。
Brothers and sisters, may the Lord recover our breaking bread meeting.
啊，但愿主在我们这个当中能够看到里面有真实的那个爱慕和敬拜。
May the Lord truly see within us there is the longing and the desire and worship.
所以弟兄姊妹，我有一点点感觉。
So brother and sister, I have some feelings.
当然2025年你说这个25像是一个 one quarter of a century, 就是一个世纪的四分之一。
Now in 2025, you can say it's a quarter of a century.
然后在这个年份的，我们是在这个年份的起头。
We're at the beginning of 2025.
我也在主面前一直在思想这个事情。
I have been pondering on this.
会不会这个时候呢，是我，也是我们每一个人的关键的时刻。
Can this time be a critical moment for me and for all of us?
很有可能主在这个时刻他要给我们每一个人机会有真正的改变。
Very possibly the Lord is giving us opportunity to have the real change.
然后让圣灵运行有功效的 做工在我这个人的身上。
Let the Holy Spirit work effectively in me.
我们在属灵的认识上面可以有个 upside down, 就是有一个翻过来的一个翻转。
There is an upside down change in my spiritual understanding.
我们也可以求主在我们的身上有那个 life changing 的 revelation, 就一个生命一个大的一个改变的一个启示。
We can also ask the Lord to give us the life changing revelation.
我们也可以在这个机会里面好好的真实的完全被主得着。
We can also in the situation we be gained by the Lord, obtained by the Lord.
Once caught, never escape.
Once caught, never escape.
Yeah, once captured, never escape.
Once captured, never escape.
让我们借着这个机会完全的被主抓着。
We all through this opportunity to be captured by the Lord.
我也在想。
I'm also thinking.
如果我错过了这个机会会不会这个机会就不再来了呢?
If I miss this opportunity, well, it never come back again.
弟兄姊妹,这个是有可能的。
Brothers and sisters, it's very possible.
我已经不是16、26了。
I'm no longer 16 and 26.
已经是56、57了。
I'm 56 and 57.
如果感谢主,当主还给我机会的时候,那就是机会。
I thank the Lord when the Lord still gave me opportunity. It is an opportunity.
那是主的怜悯和恩典。
That's the grace and the mercy of God.
但是我心中有个心愿，如果是主给的机会的话，我不要让它错过。
I have a desire. If this is an opportunity from God, I won't miss it.
在这个很难被改变的年纪里面呢，还是能够抓住机会，让圣灵运作在我的身上。
In this age, it's hard to be changed. I still want to seize the opportunity, let the Holy Spirit work in me.
弟兄姊妹，这是我里面的蛮深刻的一个感觉。
Brothers and sisters, that's a deep feeling in my heart.
对，甚至你可能是很年轻。
And even you are very young.
但是当主今天这个可能这段时间要给你机会的时候，你不要让它错过。
But when the Lord is giving you opportunity during this time, don't miss it.
你不管再年轻，你都有可能错过这个机会，这个机会就不再来了。
No matter how young you are, you can miss the opportunity and will never come back again.
这些话不是开玩笑。
I'm not joking here.
这些话很有可能是真实的。是会发生的。
This word can actually happen in you.
所以弟兄姊妹，让我们今天在主面前真的能够谦卑俯伏下来。
Brothers and sisters, we all humble before the Lord.
当他要给我们这个关键的机会的时候，我们都能够把握住。
When the Lord is giving us the critical opportunities, we can all seize them.
我们看两处的圣经。
Let's look at two passages.
对，一处我上次提过是但以理书的第九章。
The first one, last time I mentioned is in Daniel chapter 9.
但以理书的第九章一到四节。
Daniel chapter 9 verse 1 to 4.
但以理书第九章一到四。马代族亚哈水鲁的儿子大利乌立为加勒底国的王元年，就是他在位第一年，我但以理从书上得知耶华的话临到先知耶利米。论耶路撒冷荒凉的年数七十年为满，我便进食披麻蒙灰，定意向主神祈祷恳求。我向耶华我的神祈祷认罪，说主啊，大而可畏的神，向爱主守主诫命的人守约施慈爱。
In the first year of Darius the son of Ahasuerus, of the lineage of Medes, who was made king over the realm of Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I Daniel understood by the book of the number of the years specified by the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. Then I set my face toward the Lord God to make request by prayer and supplications, with fasting, sackcloth and ashes, and I prayed to the Lord my God, made my confession and said, O Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love him and with those who keep his commandments.
我们再翻到雅各书的第五章。
Let's also turn to James chapter 5.
雅各书的第五章十六到十七节。
James chapter 5, 16 to 17.
雅各书第五章十六十七。所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的， 以利亚与我们是一样性情的人，他恳切祷告，求不要下雨，雨就三年零六个月不下在地上。他又祷告，天就降下雨来，地也生出土产。
Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months.
这边请注意啊，一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
So pay attention here, the fervor in the prayer of a righteous man avails much.
那个大有功效，那个功效其实就是运行同一个字。
The effective avails much is the same word as working, operating.
我们据说雅各，就是耶稣的这个兄弟雅各，是一个非常注重祷告的弟兄。
It is recorded that James, he focused on prayer.
听说他的膝盖是黑色的。
And we heard that his knees were blackened.
也就是说他常常跪在主的面前有长时间的祷告。
So that is saying, he had a long time kneeling before the Lord and pray.
然后祷告之后他的那个膝盖都淤血，就变成黑色。
After the prayer, his knees became black.
我上次提过哈，但以理他自从认识到神的心意之后。
Last time I mentioned Daniel, after he knew the will of the Lord.
他的祷告就开始有不同。
His prayer changed.
他里面那个扎心，他那里面深刻的对主那个心意的那个呼求。
He was cut to the heart and he had a strong desire towards the will of God.
他对于祷告的看重甚至看得比他性命还更加重要。
And prayer is even more precious than his own life.
所以弟兄姊妹，那个圣灵的运行的一个表现呢，是表现在我们的祷告的功效上面。
So brother and sister, one of the manifestation of the working of the Holy Spirit is in our prayer.
也就是说雅各在讲说一人所发出的那个祷告呢可以让圣灵运行。
So James was saying the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man can make the Holy Spirit to work.
对，当那个有功效那个运行的时候，带进功效带进结果的时候，我们看见这个祷告神答应。
When the Holy Spirit works, it's effective and bear fruit that God hears the prayer.
所以弟兄姊妹，我没有在讲一些很多的高言大志。
So brother and sister, I'm not speaking some lofty words.
也许，或是说，我们可以心中有个感觉。
We can have a sense in our hearts.
现在是一个关键的机会，我在祷告上面要有不同的学习。
Now it's a critical moment. I need to have a different learning and understanding of prayer.
我过去5年、10年，我有祷告。
In the past 5 years and 10 years, I prayed.
但是我实在想不起来有什么事情主是因着我的祷告而工作的。
But I truly cannot remember by what things, by my prayer and the Lord worked.
我每个礼拜来参加祷告聚会。
Every week I participate in a prayer meeting.
我想不起来有什么事情我觉得主明显地听了我的祷告。
I can't even remember just one thing the Lord answered my prayer.
当我们有这种感觉的时候，
When we have this feeling,
对，这是一个关键时刻。
This is a critical moment.
我是否想要跟主反映说，主啊，我想要经历雅各这段的圣经。
Do I want to respond to the Lord? Lord, I want to have the same experience as James.
我要经历这句话。
I want to experience this word.
一人所发出的祈祷是大有功效的。
The fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much.
雅各在鼓励我们。
James is encouraging us.
这件事情不是特别的弟兄或姊妹才可以做得到的。
This matter is not for some special brothers and sisters.
他说以利亚跟我们是一样性情的人。
Elijah has the same nature as us.
都一样。
We're all the same.
每一个人，但是以利亚那个祷告非常奇妙。
Everyone is the same, but Elijah's prayer, it's different, it's wonderful.
他一祷告，哇，封闭这个整个天不下雨。
When he prayed, the heaven was closed and no rain.
一封就三年半。
It stopped for 3.5 years.
一祷告，释放。
And when he prayed again, it was released.
但他说，雅各说，其实以利亚跟我们是一样的人。
But James said, Elijah has the same nature as us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们信得过这句话吗
？Brothers and sisters, do we believe this phrase?
还是说我们以后的日子还是祷告
？Or are we saying we will just keep praying?
但是我就反正我祷告也我已经尽好我的责任祷告了，反正听不听是神的事情。
I just do my responsibility. I pray that if God listen or not, I don't care.
所以如果我们还这样想的话，我们已经错过了这个关键的机会。
If I'm still thinking like this, we're already missing the opportunity.
那个尼托森弟兄他信主的时候是17岁。
Brother Watchman, when he believed in the Lord, he was 17 years.
所以感谢主，他信主的时候，他说我不仅要信主得救，我还要一生服侍主。
We thank the Lord when he believed in the Lord, not only just believing the Lord, he will serve the Lord till the end.
对，所以他信主之后比我们热心的多了。
After he believed, he was more earnest than us.
然后他对福音很有负担。
He had a strong burden for the gospel.
他那时候在学校里面找到机会就跟人传福音。
When he found an opportunity, he shared the gospel to his classmates.
对，然后这边讲那边又抓住讲。
He grabbed someone to talk and share the gospel to another.
对，讲到一个地步，同学们都很怕他。
And to a point that his classmates were afraid of him.
对，有一次他碰到一个年长姊妹。
One time he met a elder sister.
哎，年长姊妹就问他说：“你有带人信主吗
？”Elder sister asked him, "How many people did you let to believe in the Lord?"
他就不好意思，他说我真的常常在传福音。
He was quite ashamed and he said, I share the gospel quite often.
Yeah, 但是没有一个人信主。
But nobody believed in the Lord.
我想这是他们的问题。
I thought that's their problems.
然后那个年长姊妹说，不，这是你的问题。
But the elder sister said, no, it's your problem.
你传福音前有没有为他们祷告啊？
Have you prayed before you share the gospel?
哎，他说，尼弟兄说没有啊，我就是传啊，我就尽量讲。
Brother Nee said, no, I didn't pray, I just kept talking.Sharing.
所以你要姊妹鼓励他说你讲之前你好好为他们祷告。
So the elder sister encouraged him, before you share the gospel, pray for them.
所以他把那个六七十个人那个同学的名字写在纸上。
So he wrote down the 60 or 70 names of name list on his notebook.
对 有机会有时间的时候就看一下祷告。
When he had a chance, he looked at the names and prayed for them.
有时候上课的时候也不太专心，就看到我的祷告。
Sometimes in the class he didn't pay attention, but he prayed for them.
他祷告了几个月之后，还是没有人信主。
After a few months, still nobody believed in the Lord.
然后姊妹他说，哎呀，他说这个，他找那张姊妹说这个好像没有用啊。
He went to see the elder sister, it's not effective.
姊妹说你不要放弃，这样是对的。
The elder sister said, don't give up, this is right.
继续祷告。
And keep praying.
对，经过了一段时间之后，他说。除了一个人之外，所有的六七十个人在这个纸上面全部得救。
After a while, except one person, all the people, they believe in the Lord. 70 people.
呀，但愿主让我们不是只是羡慕而已。
May the Lord, we're not only just we desire that.
但愿我们能够经历这个祷告的能力。
We can actually experience the power of the prayer.
但是如果你想要祷告有功效，
But if you want to have effective prayer,
你必须付代价。
You have to pay a price.
你这个平常要活在主的面前。
You have to live before the presence of the Lord in your daily life.
你要把时间分别出来专心的祷告。
You have to set apart a time and to pray.
你要学习有负担。
You have to learn to have a burden to pray.
你不能够只顾自己的事。
You cannot just focus on your own stuff.
你这样才能够有功效。
Only by this you can have the effective prayer.
所以弟兄姊妹，我这边讲的是一个祷告的例子，是可以是成为我们的关键机会。
So brother and sister, this is an example of the prayer. It can become your critical moments.
我们翻到创世纪第五章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 5.
创世纪第五章二十一节。
Genesis chapter 5 verse 21.
创世纪第五章二十一到二十四。
创世纪五章二一到二四，以诺活到65岁，生了马土撒拉。以诺生马土撒拉之后，与神同行300年，并且生儿养女。以诺共活了365岁，以诺与神同行，神将他取去，他就不再世了。
21-24. Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. And after he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him.
感谢主啊，这位以诺，他在他65岁的时候遇到他的关键时刻。
Thank the Lord, this Enoch, while he was 65 years old, he met the critical moment in his life.
啊，感谢主，65岁还有机会，这56应该还有机会。
We thank the Lord, 65 years old still have opportunity. I'm 56, I have opportunity too.
不同的是他后面有300年，我后面可能只有20-30。
But the difference, he had 300 years later, but I only have 30 more years.
我们每一个家庭哈，当他生孩子的时候，的确都是一个很大的改变。
For every family, when a child is born, there's a great change in the family.
对，我还记得，我忘了是哪个弟兄或哪个家庭在我前面生小孩的时候。
I can't remember which brother and sister gave birth to the child before me.
然后 Andrew 弟兄在旁边，我们谈话。
And Andrew was next to me, and we were talking.
我记得很深一句话说，他说。Your life will totally change.
I remember clearly, Andrew said, your life will be totally changed.
也就是说他们生小孩前跟生小孩后他的生活 totally changed, 完全不一样。
So before and after the child was born, your life will be totally, it will be totally different.
对，没有错，当我们生孩子之后呢，我们整个家有一个很大的变化。
Yes, that's right. After the child was born, in the family, great change.
对，生活改变了，时间改变了，睡眠也睡不好，就通通改变了。
Life change or time change, you cannot have good sleep.
不过这边有一个，这边重点是，对于以诺来讲，比这个还多。
But here, there's a key for Enoch. It's even more than that.
神借着他生孩子这件事情呢，成为他生命当中的关键机会。
Through giving birth to a child, God used this as a critical opportunity for him.
对，他可以说，我65岁得孩子，那我就生孩子嘛，就养他嘛。
He can say, I'm 65 years old, I have a child, I just raise him and take good care of him.
但奇妙的是，神借着他这个生孩子的事情，给他一个属灵的看见。
But surprisingly, by giving birth to a child, the Lord gave him a spiritual seeing.
他看见说，当这个孩子来的时候呢，洪水的审判就来。
He saw when the child came, the judgment of the flood will come.
而且不仅如此，他还看得更远。
Not only so, he saw even further.
他看得更远是说，当主回来，当那个弥赛亚回，当主回来的时候呢，要审判全地。
When the Lord Messiah came again, he will judge the whole land.
所以他在借着这个孩子生孩子的事情，他里面有一个改变，有个看见。
Through giving birth to the child, he had a spiritual seeing within him.
在这个改，他抓住了这个关键时刻。
He seized the critical opportunity.
从那天开始。
From that day on,
他与神同行300年。
He walked with God for 300 years.
哇，我们不要觉得与神同行很简单。
Don't feel it's easy to walk with God.
刚才那个诗歌 moment by moment.
The song we just sang, the moment by moment.
几乎是天天时刻活在主的面前与神同行。
It's almost saying day by day, moment by moment, live before the Lord to walk with him.
他抓住了他生命中的关键时刻，在他65岁那年有一个彻底的改变。
He grasped the critical moment in his 65 years old and had an upside down change.
也许之前他也是一位认识神的人。
And maybe before that, he was someone knowing the Lord.
就像平常一样，就普通的过日子。
Just live your normal days.
但在那个他抓住那个关键时刻之后呢，他整个生活完全不同了。
But after he seized the critical opportunity, his life was drastically changed.
对，靠着那个圣灵的大能大力， 运行在他身上300年。
By the great power of the Holy Spirit working in him for 300 years.
哇，真的很稀奇。
It's quite amazing.
我有时候，对，我这次在想。
And this time I was pondering on that.
对，我们有哪个人，包含我在内，好不好？我们有哪个人生了孩子之后，抓住那个是一个关键时刻呢？
Among us, including myself, who sees the opportunity when we give birth to a child?
对，没有错。我们有时候生孩子之后，也有一些属灵的学习。
Yes, that's right. Sometimes we have a child, we have some spiritual learning.
但是你发现这个以诺这个人呢，能够在他生活生儿养女这个平常的事件里面，他看见这是他生命当中一个关键时刻。
But you saw Enoch, and in his daily life raising the child, he's seeing that as a critical opportunity.
好，我们再翻到《使徒行传》第四章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 4.
《使徒行传》第四章29节。
Acts chapter 4, verse 29.
使徒行传第四章的29到32节。
29 to 32.
对。29到32。他们恐吓我们，现在求主鉴察，一面叫你仆人大放胆量讲你的道，一面伸出你的手来医治疾病。并且使神迹奇事依着你圣仆耶稣的名行出来，祷告完了，聚会的地方震动，他们就都被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。那许多信的人都是一心一意的，没有一人说他的东西有一样是自己的，都是大家公用。
Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants with all boldness that they may speak your word, by stretching out your hands to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, and the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Now the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common.
哦，最后一个点呢，是讲到教会的关键时刻。
The last point is the critical moment for the church.
在那个五旬节的时候呢，教会在地上诞生。
At Pentecost, the church was born.
哇，那时候彼得这些门徒们、使徒们传福音大有能力。
So Peter and the apostles, they shared the gospel with great power.
结果呢，彼得和约翰就被抓起来。
So Peter and John was captured in prison.
他们就威吓他，恐吓他们不可以这样子。
They made threats to them, cannot preach the gospel.
这个时候是一个关键时刻。
This time is a critical moment.
仇敌好像要借着环境，在教会刚出生的时候，就把它扼杀在摇篮里面。
So the enemy is trying to kill the church when it's just born.
但是弟兄们、弟兄姊妹们，他们在这个关键时刻靠着主往前。
But brothers and sisters, by the Lord, they just keep walking.
然后彼得约翰带着众弟兄姊妹们一同祷告。
So Peter and John led brothers and sisters to pray all together.
他们就跟主说，他们在恐吓我们。
They told the Lord they are threatening us.
但是你是主，求主叫我们放胆。
But Lord, you are Lord, give us boldness.
叫我们因着你的名呢，能够施行许多的奇事，显出你的工作来。
Or by your holy name to work the wonders and the signs and miracles.
哇，那天发生什么事情
？And that day what happened?
他说他们祷告聚会完了
，After the prayer meeting.
那聚会的地方震动
，The meeting place, the assembly place was shaken.
然后那个圣灵充满在弟兄姊妹的身上
，The Holy Spirit filled in brothers and sisters.
哇，圣灵那个运行。大能大力运行在弟兄姊妹的身上。
The great power of the Holy Spirit work in all brothers and sisters.
他们就不为这些的恐吓、性命的威胁，放胆讲论神的话。
They were not afraid of the persecution, and they shared the gospel with boldness.
对，不仅如此，没有一个弟兄姊妹他们在保留自己的产业。
Not only so, none of the brothers and sisters should keep their own possession.
对，所以后面才有上次我们弟兄 Andrew 提到的那个。一对夫妇欺哄圣灵的事情。
Last time our brother Andrew shared a couple, they lied to the Holy Spirit.
然后在那个时候，圣灵的 那个权柄，就圣灵所带进来的那个主的权柄是那么的明显。
The authority of the Holy Spirit was so obvious.
然后圣灵的那个带进来的那个圣洁充满在神的儿女当中。
The holiness was brought into the children of God.
所以当有人不真实欺骗彼得欺哄圣灵的时候，圣灵不允许。
When there is hypocrisy, someone lied to Peter, the Holy Spirit does not allow that.
所以弟兄姊妹，教会也有它的关键时刻。
So brother and sister, for the church, it also have critical moments.
在今天这个时候，在这2025年的时候
，Today in 2025,
也是我们一同的关键时刻。
It's also our critical moment.
我知道各个许多弟兄姊妹，我们都有不同的事情。
I know we all have different things happening to us.
有人可能要比如说抽 H1B。
Some people that are going through the H1B lottery.
可能有人有身体的软弱。
Some people who are infirm for his physical body.
有人生孩子。
And some people will have child.
有人要毕业。
Some people will graduate.
有各样的事情。
And different things.
也许你并不会有这些特别的事情。
Maybe the things are not that special.
但是我们在主面前寻求，对于我们每一个人来讲，今天是一个关键的机会。
But we all seek before the Lord. It's for us. It's all critical moments for us.
神能够做工在我们每一个人身上。
And God can work in every individual one of us.
叫我们有一个彻底，有一个翻转的一个改变。
To make us all have a upside down change, a drastic change.
我们有个爱慕，我们看见说神开始听祷告。
We truly have a longing to see that God truly answered our prayer.
我们开始看见，当神的儿女一起祷告的时候，就感觉主在这里。
We can truly see when the children of God pray together, the Lord is with us.
然后许多的人开始不保留自己。
And many people they will not just keep themselves.
许多人里面在生活当中愿意与神同行。
In their daily lives, they're willing to walk with God.
里面有一个爱慕。
There's a longing.
许多的所思所想都是主的事。
Your thoughts or meditations is all on the Lord.
我知道这不是一夜就能够发生的事情。
I know it cannot be done just overnight.
但是在这段日子里面，我觉得是一个关键的时刻。
I do believe in this period of time, it's a critical moment.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人要好好在主面前寻求。
Brothers and sisters, let us seriously seek before the Lord.
不要让这个机会过去。
Don't let the opportunity go.
我们的确一起聚会，一同的追求。
And indeed, we're gathering together here and seeking the Lord.
但是我们谦卑在主的面前。
We humble before the Lord.
不要让这样的追求成为一个打空气。或是一个徒劳而已。
Don't let the pursuit just go in vain.
我们要在主面前有一个真实的追求，有真实的建造。
We need to have a true establishment and pursuing before the Lord.
对，我们要借着每一次的关键时刻更认识基督。
But every critical moment to know Christ more.
然后让圣灵做工运行有效的在我们的身上。
To let the Holy Spirit work in us effectively.
所以这应该是我们的祷告。
That should be our prayer.
对，但愿在未来的时间里面，我们真的能够亲眼见证神圣灵的工作显明在他的家里。
In the future, we can truly see the work of the Holy Spirit manifest itself in the Church of God.
我们就一同有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们何等的感谢你。
Lord, how much we thank you.
主啊，愿我们有智慧，愿意能够赎回我们的光阴。
Lord, may we all have a wisdom heart. We can redeem our time.
每一次的机会，我们都抓住，看为宝贵。
Every opportunity we seize it and we take it up, we cherish an opportunity.
主啊，改变我们每一个人。
Lord, change every individual one of us.
主啊，从少年的到中老年的，改变我们每一个人。
From the young to the middle age, change us.
主啊，不让我们每个人就这样子一样的下去。
Don't let us just not be changed all the way till the end.
主啊，真叫我们对你有一个真实的认识和改变。
Lord, truly make us have a real understanding and a real change before.
主啊，愿圣灵在我们当中大大的做工。
Lord, may the Holy Spirit work effectively in us.
显出你荣耀的作为来。
To manifest through your glorious work.
我们要说主啊，我们在这里。
Lord, we all say, Lord, we're all here.
愿你自由的做工。
May you freely work in us.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们今天。